Now, I'm talking about the animal kingdom. That tries to call itself the church. Now, not everything that calls itself a church is. Now, I could talk from the Greek tonight what the church is. It comes primarily from two words in the New Testament, both of which refer to people and describe a trait. But Jesus said, "You've made void the word of God through your traditions." This ain't no sermon. I have a little series that I do called God's Unwanted Animal Kingdom. Now, he created the animal kingdom because he wanted it. Possibly for this hour to teach us what his church should not be. But once was enough. He did not give his son to reproduce the first church of the Amazonian leafcutter ant. He did not give his son to produce the first church of the walruses. But this cynical preacher's kid who lost his faith, thought he could find the basis for life-changing majors on every degree in university, and came back to faith from a study of the resurrection, and thanks be to God, I finally figured out that God's pattern is Christ, not the animal kingdom. But as I look at the animal kingdom, see, there isn't anything I can't get interested in. As I look at the animal kingdom and I survey the church, and I've been doing a lot of surveying in my life, traditional churches look more and more like the animal kingdom and less like Jesus. Oh, it may have a fancy name. I could call this the First Church of Atacephalotus. Now, at first glimpse, it almost appeared I had the Holy Ghost. I'm proud to say I do, but that doesn't prove it. Now, atacephalotus either sounds eminently sinful or brilliantly spiritual.